You're about to listen to a message from Every Nation Church Midrand, the place where people come to be changed and discipled to transform society.
God is good. You're all welcome to church this morning. So good to see you. You're looking wonderful from here. Amen. How many people have been hearing God? The wonders of hearing. Yeah, have you listened to that message? How many times? Hey, yeah. You know, the more you hear, the more your faith. Faith comes by hearing, not by having heard. You get my point? It doesn't come by having heard. It comes by hearing. Present continuous. What are you hearing? It's not what you heard. It's what are you hearing? That's how faith comes. That's how faith comes. So learn to keep hearing if you want to grow. All right, that's the starting point of growth. It's not the end, it's not all of it, but it's the starting point. You have to start by hearing and keeping on hearing. Yes. Father, we thank you this morning. We appreciate you. Thank you for your word, which is spirit and is life. I know you're here to speak to your people. Let your word come with clarity, with simplicity, with power to change us and make us who you have called us to be. Let our ears be open. Lord, I declare the wonders of hearing, that we will hear you clearly this morning. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We've been dealing with the wonders of hearing. Last week we started talking about wonders of hearing. And it is a wonder that you can hear the living God. Don't take it for granted that you can hear God. You remember Saul, towards the end of his life, the Lord will not speak to him. You realize how frustrating it was. How he ended up seeking for a witch because he couldn't hear God. He started going to places he's not supposed to go. Do you get my point? Yeah, so there are many people that are going to the wrong places because of the inability to hear God. They're going to mediums. You don't need to hear your ancestors. You need to hear God. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Yeah, your ancestors are dead and gone. Yeah. Whatever says is your ancestor is a familiar spirit. Yes. So what Saul experienced was a familiar spirit. Yep. Some people think it was Samuel. No. Go study it properly. Yes. It was not Samuel. It was a familiar spirit that took the form of Samuel and came to prophesy his doom. And it happened exactly. Yeah. So familiar spirit and spirit of divination, they work closely. All right. So if you are not well grounded, you can fall into the trap of a familiar spirit. You can fall into that easily. All right. Because as you keep pressing on in the things of God, as you keep engaging the realm of the Spirit, I want you to know that not every spirit is the Holy Spirit. Yes. Did you hear me? Amen. Turn to someone and say, not every spirit is the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Not every spirit is the Holy Spirit. There are many spirits. There are many spirits that speak. Many spirits have the ability to communicate. Many spirits have a voice. Many spirits have the ability to show visions. Many spirits have the ability to show dreams. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you don't have the wonders of hearing, and you're not able to distinguish between the voice of God and other voices, you will be in trouble. It's just a matter of time. Glory to God. So you need to be careful what you hear. There was a time Jesus was talking, he says, be careful how you hear. Not just what you hear, but how you hear. Yeah, hearing is a critical life skill, like I said last week. We all need to develop the ability to hear God, to hear God for ourselves. You don't need the pastor to hear God for you. Do you get my point? Amen. You don't need the prophet to hear God for you. You need to learn to hear God. Amen. You need to learn to hear God. And last week we started from John chapter 10, where Jesus said, my sheep do what? They hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. And they follow me. Okay? So the ability to hear, your ability to follow is linked to your ability to hear. If you don't hear, you cannot follow. If you don't hear, you cannot follow. How are you going to follow if you don't hear? You'll just be guessing. Many people are guessing. They're living a life. They're gambling with their lives. Don't gamble with your life. Don't take chances with your life. Amen. You only have one life to live. Amen. You only have one life to live. And people of the world will tell you, you've got one life to live, so just live it recklessly. That's what they say. Is that not so? Come on, do whatever you want. Do whatever pleases you. You only have one life. So waste it. You only have one life to waste. Waste it. That's the counsel of the devil. And many people buy into that crap. Unfortunately, they buy into it. Oh no, I only have one life to live, so let me just live it. By the time you finish complicating your life, by the time you finish complicating your life, to get it uncomplicated will take another lifetime. And you don't have it. So you need to be careful when you hear things, all right? One of the things I have learned is to judge what I hear. Yeah. So people, there are some phrases that were introduced by the devil to humanity. So he sits down and he thinks of something and he spews it out. And people, without discernment, just go with the flow. Come on. Go with the flow. And you're not even asking, where is this flow leading to? You're not even asking, just going with the flow. Come on. Go with the flow. Have a good time on your journey to destruction. Have a good time on your journey to wrecking your life. When people don't know how to hear God, they are at risk of losing everything. Everything. You can lose every single thing. I'm telling you, everything. Including your life, including your future, your destiny, your eternity. You can lose everything if you don't know how to hear God. So that's why I say it's a life skill. We're taking time to teach you this so that you are not deceived. Many people don't realize that Satan doesn't need to lie to you to deceive you. Doesn't need to. He can take the truth and use it to deceive you. That's how skilled he is. He can use the truth. He can use the word of God to deceive you. But I'm telling you, once you've mastered the wonders of hearing, he's going to have a difficult time. And I perceive that you're going to give him a tough time. Yeah. Hallelujah. You're going to give him a tough time. He comes this way, you spot it. He comes another way, you spot it. He comes another way, you spot it. He comes in your dream, you spot it. He comes in a vision, you spot it. He comes through your friend, you spot it. Hallelujah. He comes through the scripture, you spot it. Comes through a voice, you spot it. That's what this is about. So my sheep hear my voice. And one thing you need to understand is that God has many ways of communication. Amen. God doesn't just have one way of communication. Even we humans don't have just one way of communication. Yes. Yes, that's correct. Is that not so? That's how many of you, as you're growing up, when your mother looks at you, there are guests in the house. She didn't say anything. She just looked at you and you got the message. How many people? Amen. You got the message. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. That is called speaking without words. Yes, that's correct. Hallelujah. Amen. Communication is a complex thing. Yeah. So, in fact, the experts tell us that communication is just, words amount to 7% of communication. Did you realize that? 7%. Words. And the rest. Huh. So if you major only on words, you're at risk. You master words, but you don't master the other aspects of communication. So when your mother looks at you and you can't get it, you are waiting for her to give you words. You will get the words. At the right time, you will get the words. Come on. Yeah. They say, do I have to tell you? Huh? Didn't you see? Didn't you see what I was saying? Come on. Yeah. Or you went to that house together with your mother, and they say to you, do you want to eat? Are you hungry? Let's get you something. And your mother looks at you. Your mother looks at you. She said, no, ask her. You know, I think, don't you want to eat? Your mother is saying to you, you can eat, but she looks at you. Come on. Yeah. So outwardly she's saying, you can eat, but you got the message. You dare not. Now, if you are depending only on words, how many of you know you are in trouble when you get home? You're in trouble. Yeah, you are in serious trouble. And when you get home, you will get it. If your mother is like mine, no escape. There is no escape. No matter how long it takes, you will get it. Surely, it will surely come. You will get the message and it will be clear. You won't be confused about it. After that, you will master it. So next time you go somewhere and they say, do you want to have this? You looked at mom, look at her first before you answer. And then you answer, you are hungry for it. You want it. This thing looks nice. But her eyes tell you, you better not try it. And you get it. So now, if we humans can communicate like that, how dare you think that God is less? You get my point? Yeah. So hearing the voice of a shepherd entails a lot. And I'll give you some of those things. I'll just give you like foundations, more or less. Just helping you to lay a foundation. If we're going to look at all the different ways that he speaks, we will probably have to deal with not less than 30 ways. I'm telling you. But I want to help you so that you will always get it right. Amen. Now, all of God's communication is based, there's a foundation for his communication. And that foundation is the Word of God. Somebody say the Word of God. The Scriptures. Yeah. The Bible is your foundation. If you don't read your Bible, you're going to miss out big time. You will miss out big time. You will be confused. If you want to build a life of hearing God and you ignore the Bible and you want to go for the more exciting ways of communication. How many people know that there are some communication methods that are exciting? Hallelujah. Yeah. I like it when I see a vision. It's nice. When God opens your eyes, shows you, whoop, it gives you like, you know, a peep into the spirit. That's wonderful. Especially if it's a good thing. I love it when I hear his voice. Because he can speak audibly as well. Doesn't always do that, but he does. But I also love it when he speaks to me. There are other ways that he speaks. When he speaks to me from his word, it's powerful. Amen? I want us to look at a scripture in John. Okay, before John, let's look at Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6 from verse 20. It says, my son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Okay? Well, is this just talking about biological? My mother is gone to be with the Lord. My dad is not alive. So who should I listen to? How does that apply? He says, bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. He's talking about the word here. I hope you know. Yes. When you roam, they will lead you. Hallelujah. When you sleep, they will keep you. When you awake, they will speak with you. Can you see what the Word of God does? So when you roam around, when you are moving around, the word that you have read, that is in your spirit, will lead you. Those of you that don't like reading the Bible, Bible is not as interesting as You magazine. Huh? It's not as interesting as whatever magazine you read, Drum magazine. Or some people, The Economist. The Economist is more important. Or Car magazine. It will not lead you.
Hallelujah.
It will not lead you. You see? Yeah. So, take the word of God, His command, His instruction, His word. Hide it in your spirit. Because as you're walking, guess what the Holy Spirit will use? He will use the word that you have read to speak to you. Yeah. That's why every year we read the Bible as a church. We go through the Bible every year. I keep doing it every year, every year. Why do we do that? It needs to enter. So enter. Because once the word of God is inside you, other modes of communication become easier. But if the word is not there, the tendency of deception is high. If you go after other modes of communication without getting the word in, you are at risk. You are at risk. Okay? So when you wake up in the morning, before you leave your house, read your Bible. Read your Bible. Before you go on social media, read your Bible. Read your Bible to be, it's good for you. Yeah. Before you have breakfast, read your Bible. It's good for you. Before you step out of your house, read your Bible. It's good for you. I say, oh, well, I'm in a hurry now. You know, I have to catch up. I have a deadline. Listen. If you have a lot to do, start earlier. Amen. Don't take from your Bible time. Amen. You get my point?
Amen.
Yeah. That's a silly excuse. But you're smarter than that. Okay. Yeah. So start with the scriptures. Read it. Well, sometimes the Bible is boring. Read it.
Amen.
Sometimes I don't understand. Read it. Reading it and understanding are two different things. Start by reading.
Yes.
Understanding will come later. You can't understand it before reading. How do you do that? Read it first. Okay. Let the word of God start exciting you.
Amen.
Read it. Because it's a solid foundation for the wonders of hearing.
Amen.
Solid. There's no more sure foundation than the Word of God. Amen. All right? So, when you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. Do you know that even when you are sleeping, you need the Word of God? In your sleep, you need the Word of God. But if you have not read it in your waking moments, what's going to help you in your sleep? Say, Pastor, how does that help me in my sleep? In your dream life. You need the Word of God to guide you so you don't make the wrong decisions in your dreams.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So read your Bible. Turn to someone, say, read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you sang that song? Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to grow, if you want to grow, if you want to grow, read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to grow. Yes! Some of us need to go back. Go and start practicing that song.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in your sleep, you need the Word of God to guide you in your sleep. In your dream life. If Solomon didn't have the Word of God in him, when God asked him, what do you want? In a dream, God asked Solomon, what do you want? In his dream, he made the right decision.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In his dream, he made the right choice. He made the right request in his dream. Why? Because the word has already been sown into his heart. That's why he could write what he's writing. It worked for him. Hallelujah. If you don't put the Word of God in your heart, if you don't put the Word of God in your spirit, I'm telling you, you will make the wrong decision in your dream. Yeah. If God comes to you and says, give you a blank check like Solomon, ask in a dream. God didn't come physically in his waking moment. God, look at 1 Kings 3:5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon, where? In a dream by night, and said, ask, what shall I give you? In a dream. Some people make fun of dreams. Come and remove this from the Bible. Smart Alec. Yeah. Take it out of your Bible. This, you make fun of this one. Come and make fun of this. Let's see. May God forgive some people.
Amen.
And they'll even go publicly and talk nonsense. Don't listen to such. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Lord appeared to him in a dream and told him, ask, what shall I give you? Anything. Ask anything. Solomon, anything. This thing you have done, he had sacrificed 1,000 bulls. How much is a bull today? Those of you that paid Lobola recently, you should be able to tell us. Or those of you that are farmers. 25,000. You'll see. For one. Just one. Solomon gave 1,000 in one day. Shikabonda. Hallelujah. So when he went to sleep after he did that, God came. There are some offerings that move God. Not every offering, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Not every offering moves God. This one, God came. Oh, before that time, God didn't come. I mean, the requirement usually is one bull. But Solomon, no. One. I can't do that. If the person by the street gives one, why should I give one? I'm getting 1,000. Slaughter them. Do you know the labor that was involved in that? People were employed to do that. And it cost to pay those people to do that. It cost. Do you think all of that was done on one altar? No, there were altars that were built to do that. Hallelujah. Hey. So Solomon did all of that extravagant sacrificial giving. And God comes to him at night. Okay, Solomon, you did this thing. I'm just too impressed. You ask me. Some of you are waiting for God to come and ask you. Keep waiting. If you want what Solomon got, do what he did. Isn't that simple? It's not complicated. Yeah. Ask what you want. And Solomon didn't say, God, you know, my father had so many enemies. Let, in fact, no enemy come near me. God, he didn't say that. He didn't say, God, I want you to give me long life. I want to live long like my father. Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him. You have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Huh? Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I'm a little child. I do not know how to go out or how to come in. Come on. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be counted. Yes. Therefore, look at. When the word is inside, when the word has already been there before the request is made, it's not when the request is made that you now want to go into to open the scripture. It would have been late for him to wake up to go and open the scripture. It's too late. It's too late. You can't do that then. It was already there in his spirit. And that's why you need to read your Bible every day, because it gets the word into your spirit. The time will come that you will need to give the right answer. Amen. But the Holy Spirit will have the word to use. Amen. To guide you. Amen. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? Hallelujah. Amen. Look at that. Then God was pleased with him. Look at God's response. The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. So that means there are things we ask God that disappoint God. Of course. If this pleased him, that means if Solomon had asked for something else, probably it would not have pleased God. But guess what? God would have still given it. Then God said, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself. Can you see? Yes. Now, if he had asked for long life, he would have been given. But God would not have been impressed. Nor have you asked riches for yourself. If he had asked for riches, God would have given him, but that would not have impressed God. Okay. Nor ask for the life of your enemies. If he had asked for the life of his enemies, God would have answered it, but God would not have been impressed. But you have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. And what else? Let's read on. Come on, keep going. Why are you stuck? Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked. Come on. Woo! When you ask correctly, you get more than you ask for. Yes. Both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. Nobody. But how did Solomon get this kind of wisdom? It's because of the word that was sown in his heart before the request came. So when you start feeding, taking the word of God seriously, you're laying a foundation for right decisions in your dream life and in your waking moments. You get my point? Yeah. So back to Proverbs 6. It says, when you sleep, they will keep you. That's exactly what happened to Solomon when he was sleeping. It says, when you awake, they will speak with you. Hallelujah. So when you awake, the word will be. The Holy Spirit will use the word that you have put inside you to speak with you. Remember the Holy Spirit, he's the author of the word. And he's inside you. So when you take the word of God in, he'll speak with you. All right? Then look at verse 23. It says, for the commandment is a lamp. Huh? Can you see that? So a lamp in the night, when you walk around, you need light. Amen. So the word of God is going to light you. It will be your light. Okay? It's a lamp. And the law a light. Can you see that? So when you go, when there's load shedding and there's no power at night, immediately you want to put on your torch. Okay? Or if you're American, you say flashlight. They just confuse English. Yeah. So you get it from your phone immediately. Thank God for phones today. And no matter where, immediately you put it on. So the word of God is like that to you in life. Because we're living in a dark world. The world is full of darkness. It's very dark in the world today. And it's getting darker and darker. All right? And then it says, reproofs of instruction are the way of life. That is talking about the Word of God. The psalmist says, your word is a light, it's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So this happens when you are conscious and when you are unconscious. The Word of God works in every realm of existence. Do you understand? Yeah. So the newspaper will not work where the Word of God will work. Your textbook will not work where the Word of God will work. Now, I'm not saying your textbook won't work. It has its own place where it will work, but it's limited. But the Word of God has no limits. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need to build a foundation of the Word of God so that God can use His Word. Word is powerful. His word is true. His word is powerful. It will help you. It will help your discerning abilities. It will help your judgmental faculties. Many people depend on their feelings. They live according to how they feel. I feel good. I mean, how can I be wrong when I feel so good about it? Hey, feel good about it. The person that stole from you felt good about it. They felt good about it. That's why they stole. And I hope you know that. No, they felt good about it. So it should be right. Because a good feeling. A friend of mine was walking in Santana, he was on the phone. He thinks it's the UK where he came from. And he's busy talking. And somebody just stands by when you finish. Yeah, very, very nice guy. I allowed him to finish his conversation. And then he says to me, I need my phone back. And then pointed a gun at him. Of course. He gave him the phone. And then no argument. I'm sure that guy felt good about what he was doing. So it must be right. Those of you that live according to your feelings. Yeah. I feel good. <Da-na-na-na-na-na-na>. You feel good? Then you do it? Go ahead with your feelings. What does the Word of God say? Not what does your feeling say. What does the Word of God say? What does the Bible say? Follow the Word of God. Ignore your feelings. Tell your feelings how to feel. Amen? When a particular feeling rises up, you say, hey. Stop it. The Bible says. Hallelujah. Quote the Bible to your feelings. And your feelings will line up. Yeah. I remember years ago, the late Billy Graham, they were interviewing his wife. You know, how does it feel being married to this great man? Have you ever felt like divorcing him at any time. You know what she said? Divorce? Never. Murder? Yes. She felt like killing him. But the feeling, it was just a feeling. Of course, she knew better because she reads her Bible every day. So the feeling comes and you subject your feeling to the scriptures. Hallelujah. You feel like killing that person. Come on. How many people? Okay, don't raise your hand. You know, you feel like killing somebody. Don't raise your hand. Don't look at me. You are giving me that holy look. I know you have somebody that you feel like killing. But you bring that feeling under subjection to the word of God. Hallelujah. Yes, we shall not live by feelings. We live by the word of God. I'm not moved by what I feel. Hallelujah. I'm just moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time is up. My time is up. Let's pray. Lord, let your word take root in my heart. Come on, begin to pray. Ask the Lord. Lord, let your word give me a hunger for your word. Give me a passion for your word. Give me an insatiable desire for your word. Let your word, oh God, let your word take root in my heart. Let your word be a lamp to my feet. Yes, let it be a light to my path. In the name of Jesus, let your word guide me in my waking moments and in my sleeping moments. In the name of Jesus, let your word, oh Father God, continue to guide me, oh Father. Help me, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, not to live by my feelings. Help me not to live by my feelings. Help me not to be led by my feelings. Help me to be led by your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on. Yes, ask him. Yes, let his word lead you and guide you. Tell him. Your word, oh God. Let your word come alive in our hearts. Let your word come alive, oh God, in our spirits. Let your word be the foundation of our lives. Let your word be the foundation of our hearing. Let your word, oh God. Oh Father, let the word, the power of your word be unleashed in every soul here. The power of your word be unleashed over everyone listening to me. In the mighty name of Jesus. I declare the word of God, the power of God's word to be released right now. Yes, in the name of Jesus. The word of God to wipe out every confusion. The word of God to wipe out every darkness. Hallelujah. Let the word of God bring light to every life, to every dark area of your life. Let the word of God fill your life right now, in the name of Jesus, and release the wonders of God's word. In the name of Jesus, let the wonders of the word be released over you. Thank you, Lord. Konimbe. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Say this after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I've received your word. Your word is a lamp to my feet. It's a light to my path. I receive your word. Let your word be the foundation of my life. Let your word be the foundation of my hearing. Let your word guide me in my waking moments, in my sleeping moments. In my dream moments, let your word come alive in my spirit. Guide me by your word. Speak to me through your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let your word drive out every darkness in my soul. In the name of Jesus. Every darkness in my soul, be gone. In the name of Jesus. Let the word of God saturate my heart. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. And now before we leave, I want to pray for somebody. If you want to give your life to Jesus, just raise your hand and I'll pray for you. Anybody, you want to receive Jesus into your heart, you want to get born again, or maybe you've drifted away and you say, I want to come back, just raise your hand and I'll pray for you. And that also includes those watching online. And let's just pray together. Say this after me. Say, dear God, I thank you for sending Jesus to die for me. The Word of God Himself died to save me. I believe and I confess with my mouth that He is Lord. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a brand new person. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me pray for you, Father. I pray for this one. So, God, I declare your kingdom. Hallelujah. Let your kingdom come upon them in the name of Jesus. Yes, the new creation realities. Let your word come alive in their hearts. Hallelujah. Cause them to love what you love and to hate what you hate. I bless your name. I give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Read your Bible. It's good for you. All right. God bless you real good.
This ministry has come to you live from Every Nation Midrand. For other life-changing messages and more information, log on to www.everynationmidrand.org.